Grace to you and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 2nd of June. I'm your host, Paul White. The DDP comes to you every day, 365 days a year, most of the time walking through Scripture. It's my favorite way to study the Bible is a contextual verse-by-verse approach. We are in the 6th chapter of the book of Galatians. If you want to catch up, go to January the 1st, where we started talking about the book of Galatians. And for most of the time since then, we've been in this book. We do breakaway, do other things occasionally for a few days at a time just to kind of break it up and give myself a little break from that journey. Right now, we're in the first verse of the 6th chapter. We started it yesterday, but I didn't cover all of it. We really talked about the context and what it means to deal with someone overtaken in a trespass. Those of you who are spiritual, restore them. And I want to focus on restoration through the spirit of gentleness today, which is the main heartbeat of the middle of that verse. There's probably a lot of theories and ways of restoration, how you get someone back to a place where they were when they first fell. Well, grace does all of the work in restoring people in the eyes of God. We don't restore people in the eyes of God. Who do we think we are, right? Jesus is the perfect restoration. You know who he is, how much he loves you, the price that he has paid for you on your behalf, and that is the restoration to righteousness. You are immediately restored in the eyes of God. In fact, in the eyes of God, you did not fall from grace because of sin. You are in God's grace, and your sin is under the blood of Jesus, or better said, completely gone by the blood of Jesus. He has washed us and cleansed us. But we do need restored in the world. We need restored in our relationships. We may need restored in people's trust and in the way that they view us. And let's not get mad at people because they need some time for you to be restored. I've seen failures and falls in the church and in ministry. I've heard the arguments from both sides of the aisle, the argument that someone needs punished and disciplined so that we're sure it doesn't happen again. And then there's arguments that who can punish and discipline if Jesus has taken it all on our behalf. And that, of course, brings up the argument of, well, how long do we keep someone, say it's a ministry that fails, how long do we keep them out of the pulpit? Say it's a layperson that fails, how long until we give them some sort of responsibility? How long do we inflict this punishment? Well, the Bible is not very clear. Let's be honest. Paul inflicts the punishment of excommunication to the man committing incest in 1 Corinthians. And then in 2 Corinthians, he seems to tell the church to take the guy back, that you've done enough, and that if you go any further, you'll destroy him. Paul didn't really have a line, but there is some sort of invisible line, apparently, and maybe that line floats from case to case. That does seem a little closer to the spirit of grace, is not some rigid thing. This is how long, this is what you should do, this is what you should say. And I think it's why Paul throws in the phrase in the spirit of gentleness. Because what Paul, I think, is letting us know, and maybe we're reading too much in, so I say that up front so you'll know that. I think maybe Paul is saying, look, it's difficult to know how long someone needs restoration or what style of restoration they need. It's difficult to know, and it should be case to case. Some people are cold-hearted, and some people are unrepentant, and some people are broken and shattered. How do we restore them? Well, if we'll start by being gentle and realizing that we are spiritual people over fleshly people, not the other way around, that we are part of the family of God, part of the kingdom of God, living in the realm of the Spirit, and therefore walking in the realm of the Spirit, and using that knowledge, confronting and dealing with people through the spirit of gentleness, being kind-hearted, not trying to bruise them, working hard not to irreparably wound them, but to help bind up the wounds and the mistakes, help them deal with it and help them recover. I don't know what that looks like. I don't think it's the same with every person. How could it be? I mean, I can't deal with my two kids the same way when they both fail. It just doesn't work. I'll not get too specific, but I have a son and I have a daughter. They're separated by about 4 years, which is just long enough in the youth world to be on two different planets, pretty much. And one's a boy and one's a girl, so that's two different planets as well. One views the world through one lens, one views the world through another. So there we have two more different existences. Well, how do I deal with my son versus my daughter when they trespass, when they fail? Well, that's a great question, and it's one that my wife and I have to deal with case by case and kid by kid, because there's no good answer. So why do we think there's a black and white way in the church? There's not. Just stay in the realm of the Spirit instead of the flesh. And in the realm of the Spirit, we are recipients of inheritance and promise by faith, not by our performance. So let's not make people recipients of our love by performance, or of our forgiveness or our affection by performance. But let's be gentle. Let's maintain the spirit of gentleness, realizing that it could be us that fails. That's that, the end of that first verse. Restore such a one in the spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. I don't think that what Paul means is if you get too close while you're trying to restore them, you're going to get tempted to do something. No, I think Paul is saying, be gentle. It could have been you. Be gentle. It might be you next. And if the concept of people walk in the Spirit, they'll never fail, then Galatians 6:1 wouldn't make any sense. Of course people that walk in the Spirit fail. We just do. We interfere and we mess up and we make stupid decisions. And when we do, we have to deal with it and be dealt with by it. And then we get dealt with by our peers and our network and in our spiritual walk, the family of God. And they ought to be the ones the most gentle, the most loving. And when you find those who understand the Holy Spirit, they will be the most gentle. But when you find those, and I said this yesterday, who are fleshly minded, and what I mean by fleshly minded is they focus on the things of the flesh. What you do, what you say, how you say it, where you go. They focus on your performance for your blessing. They're a rough lot to fail in front of. They won't have much love and patience for you. Look around today. Find someone. It won't take you long to find someone who has trespassed, who has failed, who has fallen, and see if you can share with them the spirit of gentleness. Try that cloak on for a moment and see how it feels. It is an amazing way to go through life. Less harsh, lest it be you next. And we'll talk about the possibility of it being us next. We'll do that tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.